Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith. I'm joined in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house by my mate from a few grades below. It's Bloody Peter James. How are you, buddy? You well?
Jacob.
Yes.
Jake.
Yes.
Jake Smith.
Yes. Yes.
Good Chat Comedy Club founder.
Yes.
And friend of mine, Jake.
Yes, indeed.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm very much okay. Good. We were at the Adelaide Fringe. We're about a week deep at this point. And honestly, diving back into this magazine has come mm-hmm. at a wonderful time because I've been away from...
How are you spelling cum in this instance?
How am I what?
Spelling cum. It is cum...
Whichever way you need it to be,
okay,
Jake.
Good.
But we've been away. I've been away from my lovely girlfriend, Annie, for nearly a week at this point. I've got so much lead in my pencil and no one to write to. And finally, we get to go back into this filthy, filthy little magazine with a very special guest and you. How are you, Jake?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Full confession, because I was staying the other week at James Donald Forbes McCann's, a place, a devout Catholic and a Catholic upbringing myself. It felt weird, doing anything with my self. And then I saw this, magazine, and for the first time ever, I've looked at this in a different light. It's the first time ever. No, not actually. I looked at it, I was
oh,
like...
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I looked at it, I was like...
No, you fucking
five didn't. 5 days in, I'm like, this probably would get the job done at this point of Adelaide Fringe.
That is filthy.
But we're in...
The fact you...
I just considered it. It felt real bad because this is like, yeah, that's like...
Just wanking to the Darren Hamster features.
But no, it did not occur. We got into the Airbnb safely and this has returned to just being funny rather than anything else because...
Also, just awful. Quickly, before we bring our guest into the shed, they're just sitting outside of the backyard swinging on the clothesline right now. But before we get them into, the shed, I would also like to say that the only thing that stopped you... At that house, you're saying, is all the Catholic artifacts and not the two children under two downstairs.
Yeah, well, okay. There's a whole combination. It's a family household and then I'm like sleeping in the spare room, the loft, and there's just God.
There's God a
everywhere.
Baby.
Yeah, scream
like,
baby.
That's all good. But that little Jesus over there?
Yeah, no good.
No, thanks.
I can't have the Sermon on the Mount marble, you know, sculpture over there looking at me. Oh, I'm thumbing through a bloody skin mag from 1993. But here we are.
Anyway, now, that's enough about you being backed up, mate. Okay. I would like to bring our guest into the shed. I'll just open the door. Come on in.
Hello, boys. Oh, g'day, no. Boys.
You might hear that and think that's Mum. That's not Mum. That is Frankie McNair, mate.
It's
welcome
me.
To the show.
It's Frankie McNair, everyone's mum.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm not as backed up as you nerds. Fucking idiots.
Just took a big sip then. Well, you've been at the Adelaide Fringe for a lot longer than we have. This is like our fifth day. You just said you've been here since...
2 weeks before it started. Which, so February, I think I got on like February 7th or something.
If anyone is backed up at the Adelaide Fringe, you have to either be staying in a Catholic stronghold or you're a fucking loser. Like anyone who's not having sex almost daily at this festival, take a look at yourself.
There's so many acrobats. What are they doing? Get out of here.
Oh, you're just trying to collect every tent in the garden. Just trying to work through the venues. The open air ones.
Easy peasy trapeze.
I love having a nickname. It makes me feel like I'm a part of something.
Well, that is, if you've never been to the Adelaide Fringe, that is way too long.
It's
an amazing
long.
Festival, but that's what's so fucked about it, is it's so much fun. Everyone's away from home. Everyone's getting fuck-eyed every single night. And already I feel exhausted and just fucking drained. And we've only been here 5 days. So credit
I'm
to
different.
You, mate.
I'm different now. I feel like I'm going to go back to Melbourne just like jaded, just like smoking a cigarette. Like, you haven't seen what I've seen, yeah, kid. Yeah. I'm different now.
Mate, I came back from 25 days straight last year, proper Vietnam vet. 1,000-yard stare. Just, I've lived 1,000 years down here. You know, at the end of Inception when he comes back and he's like lived 1,000,000 years or whatever it is in another life? That's what you're like after Adelaide Fringe. Fucking hell. I wonder what year it is in Queensland.
Yeah, Vietnam style. You come home and you hear Tommy Little on the project and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm back there. I'm back.
No.
Someone says, what's the deal with it? You just duck for cover.
So what do you think? What's been the most like... outrageous thing you've seen at this year's festival?
Oh, fuck. I've been pretty terrible at actually going and seeing shows too.
Oh, I didn't mean shows.
Oh, great.
Like, what have you seen just around on the street?
Oh, just around on the street. Just a lot of scooter moments. A lot of people going ham on those scooters. That's pretty good. And going to... Oh, I forgot. I think I blocked it out. We went to this bar and there was a man who was dressed all in white and I don't believe he existed. I think that everyone collectively just imagined this demon, and he had like white hair and he was wearing all white and he kept pointing at me and like saying, I couldn't understand what he was saying. Like, he was like whispering and he kept pointing and I was like, who are you? Who are you? And then he came up and he whispered in my ear. He said, isn't that the eternal question? I don't think I can answer that. And then he left. And I was like, what happened?
That is...
Isn't that the eternal question? I don't think I can answer that.
That is fucking super creepy.
Hey? That is so upsetting. Much.
In this bar was everyone's drinks just covered with coasters, like multiple coasters.
Yeah, everyone just picks them up and puts them on at the same time.
People need something heavier, just bricks on top of their glasses. That cunt walked in, fuck no.
Everyone just poured their drink down.
Like, it's going to be safer.
I'm done. I'm going home.
Yeah, they start spiking their own drinks, like, at least I know what's in it now.
We rather you do it in the house. Now, speaking of doing it in the house, this magazine here, Frank, I'll give you a bit of a backstory. In 30 seconds, I found this in a dead man's house that I was clearing out. I don't want to talk about it any further. Now, so
upsetting.
These are there was a whole room full of pornography that we found.
Really? Like a room?
Like a dedicated room in this hoarder's house. Anyways, I grabbed a handful of it because I thought it was funny. Because we're just throwing it in the bin anyway. Like, it's just going to the
top. Oh, what
so
a waste.
Like, it's not like us taking it and stealing it. But there was a handful of these ones, and I've got like some old Hustlers and that kind of stuff. But these ones, the picture magazines, softcore, they could be sold to 15-year-olds and above.
So like Zoo?
Yeah, but Zoo doesn't have any nudity, right?
Oh, okay, yep.
So this does have nudity, but it's not full frontal. So there's no penetration, nothing like that.
Boo, yes. Cowards.
There's definitely full frontal. It would just be there's no like... proper sexual acts.
Well,
depicted.
The full front, I think it's as long as there's no splaying.
I've definitely seen splaying. I can find splaying in that right now, I bet. I could definitely find splaying in the other.
The way that you're saying there's definitely full frontal, but it's just, but it's not sexy. That's how you're describing it. It's just people standing there with their little bodies.
Yeah.
Being like, look at it.
There are so many instances in these magazines where it is not even like a sexy pose, just a...
I'm so excited.
Well, there are two different articles. One's home blokes, one's home girls, and they're reader submitted. And the home girls, they put a little more effort in, but the guys, it's like straight out the shower. Dale, get the camera.
That's fantastic.
It's not even like, and because a dick pic, assumingly, would normally be hard, right?
Oh, yeah, the rules are no stiffies. You know what I'm saying?
They actually say you can't send stiffies, so it's just blokes with their dirty dicks out. And this is like, this is low socio reading. It's very, very
funny.
This
is so funny. Yes. I also just think that that's like a common thing with nudes as well, is I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you guys need like a course, like a TAFE course or something on how to take them.
Oh, I don't know. I've never done it.
You've never done it?
No, never done it. God. No, never done it because I look at every time, I don't have the angles. I don't know what's going on.
But I'm like, you need the lighting and the angles and you don't know how to do it and I feel bad for
you've
you
done
all.
Your own. You've had a draft. I've definitely had a draft,
but I'm like,
but it's straight to the recycle bin. You don't keep them.
Awful. No,
I could make a lot of money from that. I'm going to teach a course.
Probably you could do it as like a double degree.
Yeah, where it's
like carpentry and photography.
Yeah, you can do like a minor in it.
What's the minors involved?
Sorry, mate.
I know it's been a long festival, but fuck, there are rules still. You can't do a minor now. Okay.
Now, wait. But what's the general angle of guys to take? I'm getting obsessed with this now because I can never work.
Is the thing of like a lot of like fellas, they don't know their angles very well. And so I've received some heinous ones.
Yeah, right.
Which you're just like, there was backlighting in mine. It was art. That was a work of art. Yeah. And then you're just getting this like weird under angle. That's really upsetting.
You don't want the under angle.
No, it's terrible. Like POV, you are looking up. And it's not good. Oh, fuck.
And do you see their face?
I remember I got one time and it was just like, I guess the POV was that like I was him looking down, but it was just his little Vans at the bottom on the floor. And I was like, this sucks.
I don't
know. How pathetic.
I was like, this sucks.
I don't want to fuck a man who owns a plimsoll.
Get out of here.
That is, yeah. I feel like on the like Olympic first, second and third place podium, under angle is definitely third place.
Yeah.
Side.
Under, I don't think
would
it gets
you go
on.
Side first and top second place?
Or no, I would do none of them are needed. Just I don't know. I feel like you just look like you're like taking like an author's photo, like the back of a book or something. Just like
with the glasses, just the end of the glasses.
Yeah,
looking pensive.
Like, wearing nothing but a monocle.
It's not even about the nudity at that point. It's just about looking confident rather than just scared and hiding behind your dick. It's not good. Anyways, that's my lesson for today, everyone.
Okay. Well, now let's crack into the magazine here. Now, it's very important for you to know, Frankie, that we do not, hand on heart, read ahead any of these articles.
Very funny. Right?
We have, and we will admit to sometimes, not today's case, sometimes we will skim to see if it's going to be maybe a juicy one,
yeah.
Right? But we've gotten halfway through and we've had one had the N-word published in it. Full six-letter spelling, and we've just gone, right, well, we're here now. Obviously, didn't say it. But
yeah. I mean, Angus Gordon did say it. But
no!
No, I'm kidding. No. Just having a laugh.
Yeah. I've got to unfriend someone quickly.
He was, I was going, go on, why don't you say it, I'll bleep it out. He's like, he did not want to get
good boy.
I was trying to trick him.
But yeah, we've just opened it up, seen the picture and gone, close that.
We'll show
that to Frankie.
Yeah, thank you so much for thinking of me when you saw whatever this is.
You're very welcome. Now, before we crack in, this is something we've been asking all guests that come on the show. Yes. I nearly forgot about it. Do you remember your first experience with pornography? Was it print? Was it print.
It is burned into my mind.
Please share.
Oh, okay. So, my brother got given like a stack of like Penthouse and stuff. And I think it was from like the 80s or 90s. Like, and this was when like, I don't know. I think I was probably like 13, 14. Mm-mm. And so it was just like, they were just like, you're that age. So here have, and it was like an obscene stat. It was too big. It was like no person needed that much porn. When the internet was around. But I remember I knew that he had it, but I hadn't seen it. And he was in the shower and I ran into his room and I like open his bedside table and I just like took one and ran back into my room.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I saw was, it was like, you know how they like stage like a role playing like photo shoot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was that they worked at a milk bar and the milk bar was closed and they were just fucking on like the diner counter. And I was like, something's happening. Yeah, so that's just burnt into my mind
now. That's great.
Anytime I see a sundae now, I get very aroused.
Fantastic. Well, we've had an overwhelming majority of the guests have gone and said that they've found it in like a bush or found it down near a creek or in nature. But
really?
it's always the blokes.
That's always is where all the photo shoots are staged, usually.
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't know.
Who's throwing them in a bush? Maybe it's like a karma thing. Like you're like, all right, this is where I found it, so I'm going to give it back now.
I think it's a communal thing, or it's like you can't get... I think it's the worst thing is getting caught by a parent with the porn when you're that age. You're like, oh, then life's over. You know, I'm going to be in so much trouble. But if it's down at the creek, you'd be like, I don't know. I picked it up.
It seems dangerous. Like you look back and you go, what a dangerous thing. You know, like anyone could have left that there. That could have been a trap to get someone. There needs to be someone needs to start something where there's like, you know, when you go to a shopping center and they'll be like, give a book, take a book.
yeah.
Type of thing. Like there needs to be like, all right, teenagers, like so there's a little building. You guys all, it's just, you stock it. Replenish it, take a book, leave a book.
That's
so you don't have to go out into the bush at night time. You know what I mean?
That's what I think that this bush system is. I think it's an unofficial leave a penny, take a penny.
Leave a penny, take a penny.
Leave a penny, take a penny. Show me this.
Leave a penny, take a penny is funny as well because then there's just a one penny just being cycled. We're never growing wealth.
No, just the one mag.
So this one here, Frankie, this article, we're just going to go in sequential order.
Great.
Now, this was teased on the front cover where on the front cover it says here, how to fix your car with bare bosoms.
Oh, good. So, I've been wondering that.
A little bit of mechanical.
I'm going to learn today.
Now, we're going to go around and take turns reading it.
Okay.
But before we do, I'll just get you to describe this woman here for me, if you'd like to describe her.
Oh, she's having a hard day. I'll tell you that much. She's got is that like a fedora hat on? And then is covered in grease and blonde permy hair. We love that. Bare-chested, as you would, and is doing, you know, like when you get up and your back's sore and you go, doing that face.
No lumbar support. No
lumbar support. That's a great pick.
Very good. And it says here, grab your tools, readers.
Yeah. I think she just looks really unhappy. I wouldn't find that around.
I think she is probably deeply unhappy. It says here, for too long, blokes have kept the olive green roller door of mystery drawn over the garage when they're tooling around with their donks.
Okay. Donks?
That's gotten off to a pretty hot start. I like that so far.
Oh, no.
It says here, the car motor is really a simple concept. With basic maintenance, your car can be your chum on wheels. And now... fucking hell.
I hate whoever's written this.
Oh, no, I have to read the fucking thing. Okay. Today, Yana Wench, great, tits out mechanic, will demonstrate that you don't need a penis to fix a car.
Thank God.
Now, that's...
That's good.
One aggressive thing we've learned about this magazine is every now and then it has these little spouts of progressiveness.
Yeah, beautiful.
They'll fuck it, though.
I mean, yeah. Like,
little spouts.
There's
real
one,
little.
Like, the last one we had was, like, the home girl of the week was a very heavy-set woman, and they're like, no, we think it's important that we showcase real women and blah, blah.
Yeah, we
and I was
love
like,
that.
Fuck yeah. But then the photo shoot, they've just given her a birthday cake and we're making her eat it.
Fuck.
Do you know what I mean? Where you're like,
so close,
boys. Don't worry, they'll fuck it in a second. So all it says here, you don't need a penis to fix a car. Of course you don't. No. It says, even though it's nice to have one for other useful things, like using your full mongrel as a towel rack.
I'm okay. Sorry. Do you do that?
Yeah.
No.
A full mongrel, I've never heard that, and it is now the only thing I'm ever calling an erection again.
I've gone full mongrel.
Oh, that's terrible.
It says, no, you don't need a penis, but you will need certain tools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know as a natural fact that in the wench household, Yana wears the greasy blue overalls. Yana carries out the routine maintenance on her little jalopy. That's not a euphemism. And Yana decides where the oil goes. And that's
what?
Because I don't know yet.
You've got a full mongrel. I have a little jalopy. That's the difference between you and I.
Yours gets you from A to B, you know what I mean? It might break down halfway
through. I got mine on Marketplace.
Fucking hell.
It says, that's because one day, when she was driving along, Yana heard strange noises coming out from under the hood. She said, what's that strange noise? She popped.
As you would when there's a strange noise.
She popped the bonnet and found what the noise was. It was a motor.
I truly thought you were going to say it was a little man. Hello, I'm Mindy Motor again.
Do you want to take over from me, Peter?
was that a subtle shot there? A little sexist shot, by the way?
Yes, I think it was. Oh, there was a noise, and she found out it was a motor, as if like she discovered.
Oh, it's a motor.
I think it was one of those type of things. Yeah. So again, flipped it back to being fucked. Okay. This is straight to the front page. Okay, sorry, you flipped the page. Yep. My bad. Readers, gather your tools, put them in a box, and follow me. I'm going to show you how to mend a car. Mine is a Daihatsu Rocky four-wheel drive.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, don't get too excited. It's a complete crock of shit. I bought it from a bloke called Neil for $1,800. I said I wanted a country car, but I think he misheard me. Anyway, my Rocky's getting old. Car-wise, it's senile. Like,
they're funny. Having fun with this.
Yeah.
It's got old timers disease, but I've always been repulsed by the way we treat the aged in our society.
What is?
They're throwing a lot of messages in there. Pretty good.
By the way, so people are buying this to wank too, just so we know. And this is
no. They're buying this to learn.
Okay. About Yana Wrench, whatever her name is.
Yeah. So I've had to take care of Rocky until Russ carries him on a white cloud to the great scrap heap in the beyond.
Oh, fuck.
This just is fucking shit. This is horse shit. Anyway, what happened was I was driving along and the car was coughing and spluttering. I pulled over and this overhelpful bloke pulled over. That doesn't read very slick.
I pulled over and then he pulled over.
And then we pulled over.
Stuck his head in the bonnet saying, it's the timing. Your car is missing.
What? Do you mean timing belt?
I would have assumed so. It just says, it's the timing, and it's in all they just capitalize shit with
like the timing.
It's the timing. Your car is missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when a car misses, it's a mechanical thing.
Okay.
You used to work with cars, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't anymore though, do you?
No, I don't. I'm fucking minimum wage and comedy. Go on, sorry.
I said, I know it's missing. I was just about to go to the police and report it. He said, can I check? Has there ever been a more monotonous, fucking tiresome article ever written in porn? Thank God we're in a digital medium where you can just fucking pick and choose what you like.
Imagine if you had to have this level of shit, like prose attached to everything, like on Pornhub now, and you've just got to get this huge, this is like the captions, or it's just been spoken over the top.
That was one column of two columns.
Oh.
This is
economy of language.
Yeah, I know. Get through it. It's got to get fucked.
The picture needs more pictures. I'm just going to put that out there. I'll finish this little column, Frankie, and then you can take it away.
Great.
Better get fucking spicy.
We can never
tell when spicy or not gone.
He said, "Sir," he said, "Can I check your points?" I said, "Certainly." He said, "They really are excellent." Which is that?
He's talking about.
Oh, I think he's talking about her
titties.
Her points.
Titties.
I guess such a long bow.
Yeah.
For innuendo, your points. Like, points. Come on. Yeah. Anyways,
your fuel gauge. Can I check your
exhaust pipe? Like that one's a good. That one makes
headlights.
Sense. Headlight. Yeah, headlights, not points.
Can I look at your car's asshole?
Would your car's mouth?
I forgot how we were playing the game. Can I buy some feet pictures from your Subaru? Does the fuzzy dice match the curtains? Anyway.
Please hold me.
Does your car like to get choked? Can I come in your car? Sorry, I'll move on. But it's funny. The one, they're like, Graham, cunt. Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
I have an erection for you. Sorry. Okay.
There's blood filling my penis because I want to fuck you. Yeah.
And
you're
a woman, not a car. Yeah. And I just to clarify what I was talking about.
Just in case you couldn't read
through. To clear that up.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Okay. So he said the points are excellent, which is when I decided to take the matter into my own hands and learn the ins and outs of how a donk works. As you might have suspended, there's very little to a donk. Is a donk...
I don't know. Have you heard this?
I've never heard a donk.
I'm going to Google.
All right. Thank you.
Is a donk, I suppose, I'm going to assume a donk's just a car.
A car.
It must be. Donk, slang.
Anyway, car. I took on home mechanomics course at Tech. Sometime later, I was driving along when I heard a big bang. Oh, she was there for the start of everything. I'd heard about this big bang theory. Oh, way ahead of you, picture. Got your little joke before you even made it. So I thought I'd better check the universe joint. It wasn't that. This... I'm going to blow my head off. Frankie, please take over. I'm please. Fucking... God, it's right down the bottom of that second article. You'll see universe joint.
It wasn't that. So I thought it was time I had a bit of a poke around under the hood. Mechanics are so damn expensive these days.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Frankie. You know how to build suspense.
Listeners, there was a page flip in there if you didn't get that. Also... remove one of the fucking 100 words you have before and just put days on the same page, cunt.
I'm sorry. The words that are all in caps, if we put them all together, do they make like a hornier story?
No. So we tried to work it out. Originally, I thought it was for emphasis.
Yeah.
But then it's like random things.
Sometimes
maybe if it's expletive, they'll capitalize it. But I don't know. I can't work it out. What are you? You've just
done
a shocked face.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at these photos.
Describe them, please.
One of them, she is on the floor blowing up the tire with her mouth.
Imagine trying to get a tire to 32 PSI. Like it's a fucking rubber ducky.
You're on a highway that someone's got their hazards on. You pull over, you're right. And they're like, does it look like I'm right, mate?
Would you help me, like, me to help blow up your tire? I want to fuck you.
That when she's just putting the license plate on?
Yeah, that's a common mechanics thing.
Yeah.
It's falling off.
This one, she's like sensually smelling the oil stick, like the dipstick.
Yeah.
Is that like, what you did when you worked with cars?
Like mechanics stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Right. I can tell you haven't worked with them before.
I haven't worked with them before. I don't know. She's clearly no.
Doesn't know way around a donk this one.
No, my way around donk.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, what is donk?
Donk is it is a slang term for a car.
Oh, like that? It just means car?
Yes. That's it.
It
just says, well, a donk is any, in strictest terms, any 1971 to 1976 full-size Chevy Caprice or Impala, but then it's just grown to be a car.
I'm only going to refer to my car now as my donk. Donk.
You want to come back for a bonk of the donk?
Did I bonk your donk? All right, I'm going to keep
a plonk in the donk, thank you.
Because it's about to say the words grease my nipples. All right, mechanics are so expensive these days, and they always try to grease my nipples, all in caps. There are many telltale signs that can point to a motor's larger problems. First, you should look at the oil. Sniff it, taste it, drink it, don't drink it.
How many also, just from what we've learned about the people that read this magazine, how many died because of that?
Jesus. Drink it. Are there bits of metal in it? Did they make your fillings go zing pang?
Say that again. Are there bits of metal in it?
Are there bits of metal in it? Do they make your fillings go zing pang?
Doctor, so say what's been the problem, Peter? I'm a dentist. What's been the problem, mate?
It's my fillings.
Okay. Is this when you're eating or drinking or even if you're sniffing anything? Or?
I'm drinking oil. Right. I'm drinking petrol and oil.
It's not vegetable oil.
For my donk, right? So,
Do you have a 1971 to 1976 Chevy Caprice?
You're damn right, doctor. So anyway, yeah, I got a bit of zing pang in the back filling there.
Is it zing pang on the left side or the right side?
Oh, definitely the left.
An acute case of zing pang.
Zing pang?
Although, I'll tell you what, my back molars are going a bit oinky doinky. So we can have a look at those.
Go on, please, Frank.
Okay. Does it have a kind of burnt smell? Is it grey and watery? Yes? Well, that means your motor's fucked. But just to make sure, turn on the motor and proceed to the rear of the vehicle. Note the smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe. Sniff it. Inhale deeply. Don't.
Fucking hell.
How does it smell?
Literally how you kill yourself.
It smells fucked because you're not supposed to sniff it. Jesus, why is it yelling at me? If the smoke is blue, your rings are gone. Where have they gone? This is a deep and philosophical question, but at this early stage of your mechanical training, too profound for you to ponder. If the smoke is black, it's running too rich and may be solved by a simple adjustment on the carby. Just get a screwdriver, stick it in one of the screws in the spaceship-like object that sits on top of the manifold and turn wildly. Is that what you do?
What I did.
What you did, sorry.
Just to
screwdriver in there.
I know you've already said it, and we've said it so many times.
Zing,
people
pang.
Buy this too, wank too. And I'll tell you what, even in the year 2022, Pornhub, 5 second ads before you can skip it, that frustrates me. Yeah. This is a fucking infuriating.
Give me any day just that big green monster Taurus thing. You know the centaur? The centaur that fucks the green alien lady and then tells me I won't come. On the top of me, will come immediately.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No!
You know when you're on the Black and Orange website?
Yes.
Right? And it's like you go to something relatively normal and like the ad or in the either the column or the beforehand is like, you won't last 5 minutes. And it's like a big fucking like literal monster.
It's like, you were at last 60 seconds, mate. I know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
I got stuff to do. Yeah.
But it's a monster. Like it's an actual animated horse head. With a giant cock.
Yeah, giant set of tits. Always. It's just, tits. Big dick, just fucking like the length of the character's body.
That's sick. That's intimidating.
It's insane. It's like animated and real weird, but like TAFE level animation, not your Pixar.
And then you skip out and you watch your kissing compilation.
Best friend smooches.
You're like, you've not hit the right target market there.
No. All right. God. Okay. Something's bound to give. If not, it could be one of the two other things. It's fucked or it's really fucked. It's not getting better. Next, you'll want to check the water. You'll find it in the radiator. Drink some. Swirl it in your mouth. Roll it on your palate. Gargle, swallow. This won't tell you much except that you are in Tockley for listening to me in the first place.
Oh, Anne Tockley?
Anne Tockley. What's Anne Tockley?
So, Tockley is their slang term for penis. So, you're a dickhead.
Why is that a slang term for penis?
I don't know.
Okay, someone else has to read the rest of it.
Why?
There's just one last column and I'm done. I came already.
Okay. Now, it says about that. Oh, this is fucking just horse shit, isn't it?
It hasn't gotten hot.
It's always, this is the thing we've found. It's always the pages that are so visually exciting. You know, we had the greasy woman and she's in the little blue skimpy
blowing
bikini
up the tire.
Thing. And, you know, she's like all the stuff's going on. It's like a little red herring where you go, oh, that's going to be super juicy. And then it's like that. They had to get more pictures because the article fucking sucks so much.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. And so it says here to finish. It says about that loud bang. If it coincides with a loud flapping noise, like the sound of rubber hanging loosely off a rim, coupled with the sound of metal grinding into bitumen, do not despair. Drive around for a few days. See if it persists. Note any increases in fuel consumption. What is this fucking shit? Be aware of people in passing cars signaling you and pointing at the road.
Give me this magazine.
You take care of it.
I might be making an executive decision.
Is she negging you? She's like, you got a flat tire? Drive on it. I hate you.
It's all very neggy. Drink petrol, you fucking idiot.
Drink petrol. Step back.
When do you have to go?
When do I have to go?
10 past 5.
It's oh, relatively five. Soonish.
Ah, bugger. I'm so I was going to say, if we could do another little... No, that's fine. Peter, I want to crack on with home blokes, but we just did home blokes, so it's all good. That's a little
bit. I'm going to read the otherwise people are going to be really upset that I didn't get finished here. All right. See you, blah, blah, blah. Feel if the car is increasingly hard to steer. Turn the radio on to dull out the screeching noises. Live your life much as you always have. If after quite a long time the car is still showing these dangerous warning signs, I suggest you change the tire. That's the end of the article. Jesus.
It's absolute shit, isn't it?
What did I read?
I'm going to vote.
Zing pang.
Yeah. I don't know if you agree. I genuinely think that is the worst article we've ever had.
That's the worst article I've ever read.
Podcast or otherwise.
No, that's the word. It is also so forgettable because there's absolutely no content to it.
Not funny.
No, not funny.
Not horny. Not interesting.
We got to have it full mongrel, but that was in the first paragraph.
Well, I mean, she's checking the logbook in that photo, so that's good.
As if Frankie's still convinced she might be a mechanic. Actually, fuck it. She could be.
Where's she
going to
hammer?
We got, no, let's think about the good times. We got Zing Pang.
Zing Pang was a highlight for me.
Absolutely.
Telling people to drink the oil. Very funny.
I did like when she told them to suck on an exhaust pipe.
Yeah, and I also like her blowing up a tire just with her mouth.
Well,
and look, I'll say this about... you flipped us. Oh, you've got,
no, you can. Frankie,
I'll say this about that article as well, and our listeners won't be able to see it, but she's a beautiful woman. You know, they've really roped in a stunner here.
Yeah.
And she would have turned up, she'd be like, I'm going to be in a porno magazine, how exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like a Baywatch type thing, or something real sexy, you know, a nurse. Or,
yeah.
And they've just gone, no, do this, you fucking idiot.
Fix a car. Yep. Suck on the tire. Lick it. We hate you. It even said, it was like, I think, well, it's taking the piss because one of the captions of the photos is, if you're fixing a car, make sure you dress up in some crap blue overalls. I'm like, she doesn't look crap. She looks beautiful.
She looks gorgeous. Really, really gorgeous. And I feel for her because I'm sure she would have been paid very awfully.
But now she has a new TAFE skill.
That's true.
So that's pretty good.
That's true.
Do you think her name is actually Yana Wench?
Yes.
Oh, our listener Ash messaged me about this, actually. He said that that's a play on some fucking other journalist from the 90s. This is how he's saying, like, Darren Hamster is a play on Darren Hinch. He said that Yana Wench is like a play. Oh, where is it? Fuck me dead. Oh, Yana Wench would be changing. Yana Went, who was WENDT, a 90s porn journalist.
Clever.
And is the
clever
wench,
that they've done,
like,
that.
Because she's a mechanic.
No, not like, not wrench, wench, because they're insinuating she's a
lady, she's
a
sheila.
A promiscuous woman.
A promiscuous lady.
A promiscuous girl, if you will.
Which she wasn't in that. She was just fixing a car.
No.
And telling you.
And if both her titties happen to fall out, then
fall out?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like off her body.
Fall out of their... She's not Mrs. Potato Head. They don't clip in.
But she just happened to fall out of her body. No,
she was so lost in her work, she didn't even notice the titties popped off.
Pop them off, end of the day. Hang them up. I'm tired.
Yeah, there's no better feeling at the end of the day when a woman gets to go home and take off her titties.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I love it.
Well, Frankie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frankie.
Feel that I'm going to be able to get through Fringe now because I have never been less horny in my entire life.
If anyone here is listening in Adelaide and you've been sleeping around too much and you want to just settle down, come on, read this article.
If you want to go home at a reasonable hour now, if you want to say, I'm not going to head to the artist bar. I think I'll just go home.
I'm not going to the circus tonight.
I'm not going to circus tents.
I'm not going. Oh, they're doing flips outside. I've got to read them.
I'm going. No, no.
I've got to
read them. I'm going to go sleep in my donk.
Lovely stuff. Frankie, for anyone who's listening, where can they find you? What do you got going
on? Oh, I'm on the internet. You can find me. Just Frankie McNair _ on Instagram. Otherwise, you'll get an old woman who's... His name's also Frankie McNair. And her too. support women. And on Twitter. And then I got a show coming up at Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Very
called
cool.
Relax Your Knees.
Very
come
cool.
See it. It's hornier than that.
What dates is that?
That is, it's the first week. So it's the 28th of March until the 3rd of April.
Oh, that's soon. So you're going from Fringe straight
literally,
into Melbourne.
I mean, you live
in Melbourne, but yeah.
A day. My run finishes here on the 27th and then I'm in Melbourne on the 28th and I open that night.
Oh, okay. So rest in peace. That's
been I'm not well.
No, that's an insane thing to do. Anyways, if you are in Adelaide right now and you're listening, there's still another week of Shad and Pete Save the World to go, as well as Crowd Control, The Howling Owl, and then James McCann's doing some encore shows. He's also in Gluttony. If you're in Brisbane, good check Comedy Club, you know what to do. And then Peter, what you got going on up north?
Laughing Art Comedy. If you're in Cairns, obviously go to the greatest comedy club in far north Queensland.
Yes.
Every single Monday night, Laughing Art Comedy on Facebook or Instagram. Special guests flying up multiple times a month for the next few months as well. So that's going to be very exciting. Things are good. Oh, actually, this is a very important thing to say. Nick Kappa.
I was just about to say, yeah, Kappa.
You take it away, Matt. You know the details more than
so I do. So Nick Kappa, a comedian, had a shock cancer diagnosis. He's had a testicle removed last year, and now it's come back. He has to do a bit of chemo, so he can't do his Melbourne run or Sydney or anything like that right at the start of festival time. Real fucked. He's a good mate of ours. And
former guest of the pod.
Guest of the pod. So if you're in Brisbane or in Cairns or in Melbourne, there's some fundraiser comedy shows called Go Nuts for Kappa that we're putting on with Brady Blake. We're hoping to get some more around Australia, but we'll announce that on next week's episode. But just Google Nick Kappa. There's a GoFundMe if you can't make it.
Even if you're not in those places, you can still donate.
Give the poor cunt some money. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
He can't work for a couple of months. Poor bugger. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, he's been through a lot, but at least he didn't have to read that. That there's a GoFundMe for us as well.
To recover from that. Yeah. Love that.
To invent time travels.
Yeah. So.
Fuck me. Anyways, Frankie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me in the shed.
Lovely. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.